Kemen Birchas Areach, Birchas Aridot Dalet, Sif Yud, Chametz HaMatzah. At this point of the Torah, Nosson is explaining, based of course upon the Torah in Kutta Maran, Tanyana Ches, that all Kedusha, all Tahara, comes from Mayim, from water. And water is the beginning. It's that Nakuda of crossing over from Ayin to Yesh. And it's the closest that we can get to Kivyochal touching the Bayre, that reality of Ayin. But on the other hand, all the Kfiris, all the Apikarsis, and that something could become Muksha to be Makabal Tuma, also comes from water. Because, of course, it's at the very same point where one has the choice to be kofer in Chiddush Olam, to deny that metzias of Yesh Me'ayin, since the beginning is Mayim B'Mayim, was water. That's what we were talking about. So on the one hand, all Tahara comes from water, V'zerakti Aleichem Mayim Tahara. On the other hand, all Kabbalah's Hatumah is made possible through water. The Achizah's Hatumah, Rav Nosson says, is through water. Now, all of this, of course, is very much connected to Chametz HaMatzah. Zebuchin is Chametz HaMatzah. Yud. She'ikra zihirus mechametz l'matzah hu'b'mayim davke kenal. If there's no water in the picture, nothing happens. You could have flour, could be sitting till tchias ha'meisim. Nothing happens to the flour. There's no inyan. There's no inyan of chametz, but there's also no inyan of matzah. If it's just flour, everything happens because of the interaction with water. Everything happens because of the water. She'ikah zihirus mechametz l'matzah when sif yud. Sif yud. She'ikah zihirus mechametz l'matzah hu b'mayim davke kenal. The ikah zihirus, the care that must be taken, the danger that brings to matzah, that brings to chametz rather, is the water, is mine. Ki tekev kishabah mayim al ha'isa, because when the dough comes into contact, or when the flour comes into contact with water, tekev miyad tzichim lezor ma'oid mechametz. From that instant, we are now in a very dangerous matzav that could change into chametz. The v'lila hashay says ha'isa klal. And we can't allow that dough to sit. Lahasha is to wait and to be delayed at all. Kedesh lo yisachzu bahamayim hakfirus shel Mitzrayim. Because remember, the achiza of tuma comes from mayim. Since through the mayim, through the water, or at that place of water, the question is there yesh mi'ayin? Is there a creation from nothing? Where does this mayim come from? Or was this water always here? Those who believe in Chiddush HaOlam, who therefore believe in davening and have that secret of the koach of the Baal Tefila, the daven b'koach, that everything can change, that there are Nisim, there's Yitzis Mitzrayim. All of that is if one believes in Chiddush HaOlam, that the water, the mind by mind that you're looking at, comes from Ayin, from the infinite one, was created from nothing, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from there comes davening, and Yitzis Mitzrayim, Nisim, miracles, everything comes from Ayin. But the Kofir, Paro and Mitzrayim which has in it the letters Meitzar Yam, which is the Oisius, the Indian of the Yam of Mayim, Meitzar of Mayim. The Kfira of Paro of Mitzrayim is that this was always here. There is no such thing as Chiddush. And if there's no such thing as Chiddush, it means that you can't change. It means that you can't change. You're branded as Chametz. That's who you are. You can't change. You can't go back. There's nothing before what you are now. You can't begin again. There's no such thing. Kadesh Leisach, so when we have that dough, when we have, so then we have to be very, very careful. Once water is mixed with the flour, so now we have to be very careful. Kadesh Leisach, so b'mayim makfiru shal Mitzrayim, shekoyfer mechidesh ha'olam, yimach shamav, she'ikah kfirosim, yub'mayim davka. Because the ikah kfir is b'mayim davka. Which is the whole, you know, the Mabul, and when Hashem said Nichamti, then the Mabul was brought to destroy us, and so on. Shem Tchila Sebriya Yesh Me'ayin Kanal. The Iker has the heroes who Lebli Lahashay says Isa, Shlote Chomets B'meshach Hazman, and therefore the Iker has the heroes is not to allow this Isa to remain in that state. Because it's going to become chametz if we allow it to remain that way. V'ikah chametz is soor shenase b'meshach hazman. And how does this take place? When the flour is sitting with the water, v'ayideh haruach v'ha'avir, through the air, the oxides, the air, kanir b'chush, shehi'isa oylev nispachas kishnechmetzes. That we see that it rises, it blows up, it swells up, kshenechmetzes, when it becomes chametz. Shezo ayidei ha'avir v'haruach. This is through the air, through ruach. V'oz b'pesach tzichim lezor mizeh ma'od. And we have to be very careful with this by Pesach. Shezo ikir iser chametz u'sa'ar. This is the Iker Isser of Chametz and Sa'or Shalalech al Mi'isa Sha'olsa B'neficha V'nechmetza. Not to eat from this dough that has this combination of the flour or the water that has come into contact with the Ruach, with the Avir, with the air, and has been allowed to rise as a result of that. Ki'oz B'shas Yitzis Mitzrayim Adayin Lo Nizbara B'shleimus Korach Hamedama. So Ibn Nasan returns to what is a very important theme in that Torah of Tinyonachas, Koach HaMadama, meaning the ability of a person to see things beyond what he sees with his eyes. The ability to imagine something, not just what you're able to see in Mitzias, but to imagine. That Koach HaMadama is the Sherish of Ruach HaKodesh, of Nevuah, and so on, Emuna. But the Koach HaMadama is very dangerous. It needs to have a birur. It needs to be rectified. It needs to be clarified. Koach HaMadama. The ultimate clarification of the Koach HaMadama is Matan Torah, is Maimon HaSinai. Halacha and Torah. Which tells us how to think and what is there that we can't see with our eyes. So the problem is that by Yitzias Mitzrayim, at that time of when we were in Mitzrayim, when we were leaving Mitzrayim, Machmas Adayin Lahaya Matan Torah, is before Matan Torah. Lo Zochra Adayin Liruach HaKadosh, Ruach Nevuah B'Shleimus Kanal. So the Koach HaMadama had not yet been rectified, hadn't been fixed with Torah. So it was before there was Ruach HaKodesh, before there was Ruach HaNevuah. There were individuals that had, but before Am Yisrael experienced Ruach HaKodesh and Ruach HaNevuah, which we had at Har Sinai, when we all heard Anochi Hashem Lakech Moyilecha. Al Kein Ozadayin Yeshlita LeRuach Shtus. What's the opposite of Ruach HaKodesh? Ruach Shtus, Narishkeit, confusion. to make all kinds of ridiculous jumps in your mind, in your imagination, to think in such a way that you picture in your mind what the truth is and what reality is, and it's narishkeit. It's shtus. It's havel havalim. It's ruach shtus. The kochem adama can become chametzdik, and that ruach, that avir, can be a ruach shtus. The kochem adama, the kochem adimyun, is very holy. The ability to imagine, to think beyond what you see with your eyes. But if it's not mivurar, if it's not clarified, if it's not fixed, if it's not under the control of Torah, so then instead of ruach hakodesh and ruach nevuah, it's ruach shtus, every narishkeit, every shtus, every avodah zarah. Every avodah zarah, every superstition, every silliness, every taiva, every tumah, is that dimyon, with dimyonis. It's the ruach shtus. Bechinas avir v'ruach tamei. Shu bechinas ruach shtus, which is the hepech of ruach v'avir kodesh, shu bechinas ruach hakodesh. Al kein tzurichin lishmo oz es ha'isa, me'es nesinas amayim shalai tisha. Therefore, from the moment that the flower comes into contact with water and it's exposed to the avir, to the ruach, to the air, we have the danger of it becoming chametz. Just like a person. The person who is exposed, who has this choice of believing in Chiddush HaOlam, believing in Tefillah and Nisim and so on, in the Koch of the Kedusha of Mai, or the opposite, Kfira, a rejection of Yesh Me'ayin, is exposed to the Avir, to the air, to the Ruach. If everything is done together with Torah, and everything is done al pi halacha, we have matzah. And matzah is michla de me'emanusa. Matzah is the food of emunah, of faith, of belief. That's ruach kedusha, that's ruach hakodesh, that's ruach hanavua. So the air does not cause it to bubble, to rise. If that comes into contact with ruach in such a way, where it's the ruach shtus, and the koach and madama is without Torah, but rather with the ruach shtus and narishkeit, then Ibn Nosson says, "Shu ruach atomei shel hamo'ainin v'hamenachashim v'hamakashim shel Mitzrayim." All the ruach atomei of the sorcerers, of the mo'ainim and the menachashim and the makashim of Mitzrayim, shall yodim is kalkel hamadama. All the sorcery and the witchcraft and all the narishkeit that uses the power of imagination, but takes the power of imagination into insanity, into craziness. In other words, Rav Kook describes the need that each and every one of us has for what he called ma'at sichlus yikarim, a little bit of precious silliness. Ma'at sichlus yikarim. The Nevi'im were called mishagoyim. People called Nevi'im mishagoyim. There's a kuntras in Chabad from the Rebbe Rashab of Umayin Yetzim Bes Hashem Lahashkois Es Nachal Shitim. It's a very, very deep Torah. Lahashkois Es Nachal Shitim. There's an advantage to a human being having a little bit of shtus, because if everything in a person is 1,000,000% 100% seichel, just seichel bilvad, from seichel bilvad, you cannot have a ma'amin. You can't have a ma'amin from seichel bilvad. You certainly can't have a navi from seichel bilvad. You could have a computer, you could have a machine, but you can't have a human being. You can't have a ma'amin. A human being needs to drink from nachal shitim, which means, what the Rashab explains over there, which means to have what Rav Kook called ma'at sechlus yikara, the koch ha'madama, the ability to imagine. But the imagination has to be in such a way where it's lifted up and perfected through Matan Torah, through Maimon HaSinai. If the koch of imagination becomes chametzdik, so then you have all of the kfiris and all the kishuf and the witchcraft and the sorcery and the apikorsis of Mitzrayim. The koch ha-dimyon. The world is now very much under the control, as we get closer to Mashiach, the world is very much now under control of the Koach HaDim. And it used to be, Rav Tzadok spoke about this, Rav Kook spoke about this, it used to be in the earlier years that the people who were most admired in society were the biggest Balei Seichel, the biggest thinkers, the biggest professors. And now in the world, the people who are most admired are celebrities, are like movie stars, whose entire mitzvah is Ruach Shtus. The President of the United States, is not a Ruach Shtus. You have to daven that it should come out and somehow it should come out good. But his whole Metzius is a Ruach Shtus. It's not anything other than that. I'm not saying he's not a nice guy, doesn't do some good things. But it's a Ruach Shtus. He's a celebrity. He's a celebrity. It's not Mikoch HaSeichel. It's not something that was that, and the whole election or whatever happened. You're raising hand, Baruch?
Can I just give a better definition of exactly what Ruach Shtus means?
Ruach Shtus means like this. The word Shtus is like Soita, Shoita. It means that there's a certain straight Mahalach that makes sense. That's called the truth. That's real. That exists. That's the Metzius. Whenever a person is soitim and hadarach, astiyam and hadarach, the sin and the samach are interchangeable. Any stiyam and hadarach, where a person, instead of connecting to the truth, connects to what he imagines to be the truth, that's a ruach shtus. The most famous example is with the Meraglim. They were great people, but something crazy happened over there. That's why. Chazal tell us that, spoke about this in the Sarm a little bit, that's what Chazal say, that we see that Umru b'fiyah mashallah roa b'neiyah, that the Meraglim came to certain conclusions about Eretz Yisrael, Umru b'fiyah mashallah roa b'neiyah, but they didn't see with their eyes. That's why the order in Eicha is in the order of Aleph Beis, but then what happens is that the Ayin and the Pei become switched, because the normal mahalach is you see something and then you speak about it. In other words, there's a truth that you observe and you comment about that truth. But when you say something that's not rooted in reality, Amru b'fiyah mashal roa b'neiyam, that's called the ruach shtus. It's a shoyter. You're a shoyter. The shoyter can darshan for hours and talk his whole life, but it's not the metzias. He's talking about something. It doesn't mean he's a liar. Whatever the problem is, he's a fool. He's a liar. Whatever it is. His dimion is that this is the truth. So the celebration of celebrity in America and the world bichlal, that instead of thinkers, philosophers, who used to be the Roshei Hamadabrim, were philosophers and thinkers, then instead it became celebrities. Akadekach, that celebrities, that their opinions are taken seriously. These are people who don't live in reality. They don't live in Metzius. They live in Shtusim and Havala. They live in a make-believe world on a stage. They're actors. The President of the United States is a make-believe world. It's a Ruch Shtus. It's the Dimyon that's gone wild. When imagination goes wild, and people are saying things that are not true, that are not real. People are saying things that's not real, it's not the truth. The truth is, Hashemayim Misabim Kvod Kel, that the Shemayim, the whole world is telling the true story. Amzu Yatzardili Tilasi Sepeir. The true story is the one that the Torah tells. The true story is the one that Am Yisrael is telling. Amzu Yatzardili, we just said Naftar. The Shabbos. Amzu Yatzardili Tilasi Sepeir. That's the truth. There's a true story. It's not a movie. It's not make believe. Ruach Shtus is the Koach HaDimyon, is make believe. And it can be very, very sophisticated, and it sounds real, like you go and you see a movie, and that movie could be kaveya, something inside of you, could be a kaveya, a certain mitzvah inside of you, that you imagine this to be the way that you see the movie. It's the koach of film bechlal and befrat, when it comes to tumah and pornography, it's unbelievable. It's a kvias, it's a marocha of reality that's not real. Well, does this help at all?
It's not a lie. It's just
it doesn't have to be a lie. It's an inaccuracy. An inaccuracy because the Koach HaMadama was not mevurar through Maimon HaSinai. We have a birur of the Koach HaMadama because the Bar Yoilam said, does this, does. We have that.
I know one of the places can make Ruch Shosa. I say that. I never thought of it.
Okay. So now you can think about it. But that's the inner of a Ruach Shtus. A Ruach Shtus. What did Chazal say? Ein adam oiva aveira elim kei nechnes abo Ruach Shtus, right? A person is only a oiva and aveira because of a Ruach Shtus. What that means is that if a person would touch up reality the way for what it really is, which is b'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu of Ruach Piv Kol Tzivam, and ein oid malvado, and hoy hoy viviyir, and everything is a locus. If he would have the true story right, the way that it was told in the Torah, so that he would not be able to do an aveir. He wouldn't be able to do an aveir. The same way that if he reads on a bottle of medicine, or he reads on some bottle of poison, it says, you know, there's a skeleton with X's, if you drink this, you're going to die. He doesn't make a l'chaim on it. That's how a person should see an aveir. So how could it be that a person will be oiver and aveira? The Torah says, harur shtus. It's a shtus. Doesn't have to be that he's a liar. The Meraglim weren't liars either. They were great people. Kulam anoshim, they were great people. They were chashuvim. They weren't liars. There's a mistake that's made with the Koach HaMadama, where a person imagines something to be other than what it really is. Now, there could be a negiya that wants to imagine it that way. He wants it to be that way. So he imagines it that way. So many people get married that way. The two people go out, it's a ruch shtus because of all the different taivas, and then he imagines this person to be the person of his dreams. When it turns out to be the person, it was not a dream, but it was a nightmare. It wasn't the dream that he thought. So how did he marry? Was he against the chuppah, harei mekudesh asli? Were they out of your mind? It's a ruch shtus. It's a very expensive, costly ruch shtus. What's a ruch shtus? And he wakes up one morning, he says, I can't believe what I do. What was I thinking? What were you thinking? It's not a liar. He saw some movie 20 years ago. She looks like the girl from the movie. The next thing he's saying, harei mekudesh asli with Darbaza. And then the rest of his life, he's saying, "Shtus, what am I? What kind of shaita am I? What did I do?" It's a ruch shtus. This person be the smartest person in the world, but he doesn't get to the correct conclusion. the Kerach HaMadam is not Mavur, so it takes him to other places. And he makes a serious mistake. He makes serious mistakes. His whole life could be a terrible mistake. That's the deeper meaning of the Makor of all Ra, which is Tohu. V'aretz ha'isa sohu v'avo v'choshech al pnei sahayim. Sohu. Like it says in Tehillim, in Kapitel Kuf Zayin. So it says over there, v'ayisoyim b'sohu lo derech. B'sohu lo derech. We say that, according to Baal Shem, we say that in Hoidu before Kabbalah Shabbat, before Mincha. That's what it is during the week. What does it mean, b'sohu lo derech? B'sohu lo derech means that you get fablunjit someplace. You get off track. And lo derech means that you don't have, there's no tachlis to what you, you're not coming to an accurate conclusion. You're not coming to the tachlis of what you should be coming to. That's why the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara there, the question of all questions that a person is asked when he comes to the din in Shemayim, when he dies, is Tzipis LeYeshua. There are six questions. But the Iker is Tzipis LeYeshua, right? What does it mean, Tzipis LeYeshua? Did you have hope in salvation, in the ultimate redemption? So the question is, like, why is that the question? Why is that the big question? You want to say there's a Mila that a person is a Metzapel LeYeshua? It's a Mila. But that the whole Kviyas Din should be Tzipis LeYeshua? That's Kaveya, the whole Osid, the whole future of this Neshama? That he was, while he was in the world, he was a Metzapel Yeshua. So the Teretz says, Tzipis LeYeshua is not just stam a question of emunah. It's, were you a person that while you were living in the world below, just using that word below as a stam, that while you were living in Olam Hazeh, that you were fixated on the reality that you saw before your eyes, and as a result of that, you didn't imagine that there's any hope beyond the world that you were in. You were not Mitzapel Yeshua. You gave up hope. Because according to the world that you were living in, according to the statistics and according to the imagination of all the statisticians, there's no hope. In other words, there can't be a Gula. Gula doesn't exist in Paro's world. Mi Hashem she'esh mavakayla. Paro is the kilkel of the Koyach HaMadam. If by Paro, that by definition, his whole mitzvah was sohu lo derech. He said, "Li yo'ari ani esisini." I am God. Is it crazy? Was he out of his mind? So he asked him, "Who created you?" He says, "I created myself." So we're talking about a meshugana. Paro wasn't a meshugana. What he's saying is that I am the one who I define what the tachlis is, and there's no tachlis outside of what I define as the tachlis. It's the biggest dimin in the world. It's the biggest delusion in the world. A Jew knows that the Torah is kaveh, that there's a derech, there's a mahalach. And Tzipis LeYeshua means that regardless of what things look like right now, whether it's an inquisition, whether it's a pogrom, whether chalila, it's a holocaust, there's a mahalach, there's a derech, the Baruch Shalom has a derech. There's a mahalach. There's a way. Your imagination gets stuck. You get stuck in a certain tziur, a certain picture of reality that comes from the movies, or comes from novels, or comes from someplace else. And based upon that, you come to the conclusion that there's no Yeshua. Ain't no Yeshua also for the Kimsel. There's no Yeshua, there's no Mashiach, there's no Gula, there's no Tchis HaMeis. Everything's finished. Therefore, on a deeper level, when a person is Messiah, the biggest Ruach Shtus is when a person gives up hope. It's the biggest Ruach Shtus. Even when you throw the person into the grave and you say Kalmali, Imachla Kaddish, that a Jew is not allowed to Chalila to go crazy and to go out of his mind and to with the Avelis and so on, and they have Dinim and Halachas of how a Jew should conduct himself. Because if you do that, if you lose yourself, it's Kili, you're saying Zasov. That the Bershul doesn't have a Mahalach. There's no Derech. Vayisoyim b'sohu lo Derech. Sohu Yalel Yeshimain, it says in Devarim, a wilderness where there's no mahalach, there's no derech. If everything, any idea that comes up, a person can say, thus is thus. That's the truth. Any book that comes out, That's the truth. Any movie that comes out, that's the truth. That's, it's important to understand this. With Dimyon, Dimyonis. Therefore, the question at 120, see, peace of Yeshua, it's not just a question about Emunah. It's, were you on the program? Or did you get lost in the Ruach Shtus someplace? You got off somewhere. You missed the train. You got off the wrong station. You got off in Hollywood. You got off in Manhattan. Or when this person died, you gave up hope that there's no tachlis to your life. You got off at that station. There's no tachlis to your life. What kind of things is no tachlis? That's paro. Paro is there's only one tachlis, which is himself. And if something is not the way that he imagines it to be, or the way that he wants it to be, there's no tachlis. That's kfir. That's apikarsis. That's the inyan. There's no chiddush. Ha'olam. That's the kfir of chametz. That's what chametz means. Chametz is a ruach shtus. Ruach shtus. So when the tzaddikim are talking about ma'at sich l'sikar, there needs to be a little bit of a ruach shtus, to drink a little bit from nachal shitim, a little bit. You know, they had this cartoon where the guy is crazy but so funny. Larson, Gary Larson, you know what I'm talking about? You ever see this? These cartoons?
Far Side.
You heard of it? Oh, I'm not trying to get you started, but if you want to have some ruach shtus that's enjoyable, you look at that. So I didn't know about this. This was way after my time. But I had students that were mishugah with this Far Side, and they showed me stuff, and the guy's crazy. He only wrote a certain amount of books, and he stopped. He's still alive, I think, and he stopped. So there was one. So he has this cut. In each one there's a certain Musa Haskell. There's something very, very brilliant about this guy. So there's this one where he has like God creating the world, the universe. And he's like a wizard with a big hat, and he says, I'm a God. And he's creating the world, and he's got bottles on a shelf behind him, God. And this one says South America. So he takes it and he goes like this. And this one says the Antarctic. You know, he goes, there's a bottle he makes there. And he's making all the different in the whole world. And there's a bottle that's in the back, it says imbeciles. Meshugah. And he hesitates, God hesitates a little bit, and he goes, right. And he takes it, but that he does everywhere. And the cartoon it says, just to make it interesting. Just to make it interesting, like that. We'll love it is. Meshugah like this. There's a ruach shtus in it. But there is that quality of a person who's not meshubit to something, who's able to breathe, has that air that makes room for Ruach HaKadosh and Ruach Nevuah to see things with a Koach HaMadama that's higher than the rest of the world. To mamash see Ad HaSof. There is such a Koach. But that can only be with Matan Torah. So when we left Mitzrayim, we were in great danger. That's why everything was a rush, shouldn't become chametzdik. We were in great danger. Mitzrayim is the world headquarters of Ruach Shtus, of Kfira and Apikorsis, of Menachashim and Makashrim and so on. Shayyadam is Kalkal and Madama. In ancient times, they didn't have Hollywood, they didn't have movies. So they had Kishuv. Kishuv was the popular Ruach Shtus in the old days. Magic and sorcery and alchemy and so on. This was the entertainment. It was the main source of entertainment to try to get people out of the misery of being in a world in which they didn't have any hope. So then they says there's no tzipis li Yeshua. So the only thing is what to give people a break from thinking. So they and from reality. So they say there's a way that with sorcery you could change reality. That's what witchcraft and magic. And superstitions, all of that. That was Hollywood in the old days. That was Hollywood in the old days. Probably was much, much cheaper than Hollywood nowadays. But Hollywood nowadays is what used to be Kishuv and Nichush, Mo'ainim and Mechashim. In other words, to paint pictures of Mitzias. So I remember, still when I was a little kid, If you lived in Queens, I was in the basement, and I thought I was Superman. I put a towel around my neck, and I had a cape, you know, and I stood on top of the dresser that we had in the basement, and I was just about to jump, and my father walked in, and I was there with my sister, and she was yelling at me not to jump. It was a high dresser. I climbed on top. And my father walked in just that second. I remember, Mom was like yesterday. And I froze, you know, like Superman. Got scared. So I froze, and my father said, "What are you doing?" So my sister said, "He thinks he's Superman." So my father didn't know what that was. He says, "What are you doing? Get down." My father went over. He picked me up. And he said, "What do you have a towel on your neck? What are you doing?" And I said, like, you know, he doesn't know that he was such a, what he, my father made such a churban. You know, this could have been the beginning of my downfall in life, that Superman likes was stopped from his big jump. Still some havalim. That every kid in America at that time, it was thought that he was Superman. Then later on it was Batman, so it was Machlokes, which is better, Superman or Batman. And this is how we lived. So now they have other things. It was more harmless in those days. At least there were superheroes, not like nowadays you have all kinds of disgusting things. Yeah.
Draw their malach from, they have no source of finding Urim, I guess, for this purpose, or I mean, if there's different types of Avodah Zarah.
So where
could a guy
find their... So a guy can find it in the Shevet Mitzvos B'nei Noach by being Mekasher himself to Am Yisrael, either through Geiris or through Shevet Mitzvos B'nei Noach. He can become a Mekusha and a Mechuba to the truth, and if he looks up to Am Yisrael as his source of truth, so then he could have a Yeshua. And Chassidim Musalim also have a Yeshua. He could come onto the bandwagon. Not the same, but he could be part of the Mahalach. A guy can be part of the Mahalach. But it requires a hachna to Yisrael. It means to be machnir themselves, to Am Yisrael, to Amunis Yisrael, and to Kabbalah Satar. So what we see is interesting in the world is that the vast majority of the world, in some way or another, has tried to latch on to Chamish Yechum Shetayr, has tried to have a Shaykh as a Kesher to Tanakh. And when it doesn't satisfy their Dimyonis, then they make a New Testament or a Quran. But they want to have a Bible. In other words, the Kviyas in the world of Emes must be biblical. So even they have this Book of Mormons. You know anything about this? Don't look into it. Don't look into it. A Ruach Shtus. No, it's Mamash Ruach Shtus, this guy Smith, who was a drunk. He goes into a cave, he comes out with a new... That's a Ruach Shtus. It's hard to believe, and they're intelligent people. Good people. Good people, honest, nice people. It's a Ruach Shtus. And the whole name of the Yoshke is like a Ruach Shtus. An Atatim, the Mama, and the God came down in the flesh, and it's a Ruach Shtus, Havala. But all of the shtusim, they try to make biblical. It has to have a sheresh in Ruach Yisrael. Even in the Far East, all the Avodah Zarahs, all the Havalim, have to have a sheresh in Teres Yisrael. Because if it doesn't have a sheresh in Teres Yisrael, then the world can't be servile, the world can't be makabla. Because then it's completely been derailed from the truth. So therefore, there is some truth in the Quran, there's some truth in Christianity, there's some truth that were taken, that were mixed in into that crazy soup of Avodah Zarah and paganism and all the other things, all the other ingredients that go into that, which are all the product of Dimyonis. What's the biggest Dimyon in the world? The biggest Dimyon that a person could have is that he was born by Immaculate Conception. No? Is there any bigger Dimyon than that? That my father and my mother never did anything. My father and my mother are pure. So how did you come to the world? A Maisa Shahai. What was the Maisa? Did you ever, again, don't look in these things, but to look what that means, the Holy Ghost, what that means, as Aruach Shlus. And that's how he came to be Oysa Ishi. That's how he came to be. What about his father? No, the father was on a business trip. So how did he come to be Oysa Ishi? How did it happen? That was the Holy Ghost. God, there was an Immaculate Conception in Mary. These are intelligent people also. I'm not talking about a bunch of peasants, buyers. They're intelligent people that buy into this stuff. It's all paganism. It's all Rosh Tos Mamsh. But it has to have a connection to Taurus Moshe. Because if it doesn't have any connection to that, then it's understood that it's fiction, that it's Mamsh Kareha Madama. It's Mamsh Madama, just a Madama. It's a Dimyan Ba'alma. But if the Dimyan is connected to the Bible, then it has a Yanika from Tanakh, then it could already become like a truth, a second testament. From a second testament. From where does it come? It says, the whole second testament is a Ruach Shtos. How does it happen, such a thing? Because it's built on the Shoresh of Taurus Moshe. That's why Christianity and Islam have to find a connection to Yerushalayim. Because the Birur of the Koach HaMedame is Kimitzion Tetzesor, Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, comes from Yerushalayim, which is the Sherish of Nevuah. And Ruach HaKodesh is Yerushalayim. So Christianity and Islam understand, not intellectually, but they feel that unless they're connected to Yerushalayim, so they don't have a Makar. They don't have a Sherish and a Makar. So they have to try to find some kind of connection to Yerushalayim. So they have fairy tales. Islam, Christianity, they could do all, that's much simpler to put together. But Islam is mamish fairy tales, because what? Because Muhammad parked his horse over there. So what? Usually where you park your horse is one of the lowest places. And from there they made a whole dimyon. It's all dimyonis. He went flying on his horse. And what happened to Yoshki? He died and he came back from dying. Who saw him? A couple of his chassidim saw him. It's dimyonis. But it has to have a shaykhis to Yerushalayim. And all the goyim want to have a shaykhis to Yerushalayim. Because Dvar Hashem is Yerushalayim. Because the true story comes from Yerushalayim. So in order to validate yourself that your story is true, you know, it's demyonis. But to make your story a true story, you have to have pictures of Yerushalayim in your story. And you have to claim that Yerushalayim belongs to you. Because if you don't really have Yerushalayim, then where do you get such a story? How could you tell such a story? You know the truth. The truth comes from God. God lives in Yerushalayim. This is what's... So all the shtusim and havolim come b'shem Hashem. That's the metzias that we live in, the world that we live in. But l'kol apachas, it used to be that seichel was admired, was looked up to. But that's not true anymore. Now it's all about celebrities and about ball players and movie stars. And there's already been for 50, 60 more years that Einstein slipped down on the list, you know, to a much lower place. So it's not considered to be chashuv. There's all the chametz. This is the chametz of the world that we're living in. Let's finish this eve. That's what he says. From Chashem Shem Tzayim Shal Yodam is Kalkal and Adam Rabboim Kfiris from Unus Kaisers Al Yodam Tahainu Kfiris Bechidish Oilam Shul Bechinis Mayim Kanal Valkein Oz BePesach B'Shas Yitzis Mitzrayim. Now we were in a dangerous spot. We were leaving. We're trying to get out of Mitzrayim. We're trying to get out of all the Kishif and all the Shtusim. We're trying to get out of that world. But it's still Koidim Atan Torah. Shul Koidim Atan Torah Sadayin Lazochel B'Shleim Is the Ruach HaKoidish Kanal. So we didn't yet hear Hashem say, Anochi Hashem Lekacha. We didn't yet get the Torah. We didn't yet have the story, the true story. Alken Tzrichim Oz Lezorah Mizeh, Sheze Ikir Issa Chametz. Therefore, there needs to be special care. So by this Yontif, there's an Issa of Chametz. I have to be careful with all the Ruach Shtus all year round. But the Ikir time, the Issa of Chametz, of course, is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because Yitzias Mitzrayim is before Matan Torah. That means uncontrolled and unbridled imagination. Mitzrayim, which is Ruach Tuma, Ruach Shtus, with that mixture with Mayim, which is how to touch up creation that is not Yesh Me'ayin. So there's no Chiddush, there's only Yeyush, there's only Kfiris. There's no Tzipis Li Yeshua, it's all Yeyush. The whole world is a world of Yeyush. The biggest miyashim are the movie stars in Hollywood. That's the biggest place of yayush. Because they're living in dimyonis. They're living in a story that's not true. And something inside of them tells them that this story is not true. It's make-believe. That's Mitzrayim. Make-believe. Kishuf. Nichush. And in that world, Paro is the main star. Paro is himself God. That the demyonis, the koyach medame, the shtusim, shouldn't connect themselves to the mayim, the waters of mayim b'mayim of creation, and to, as a result of that, to come up with a different story, not the story of Yesh Me'ayin, not creation, not that there's a creator, not there's a creator with a, who's creating everything this second from nothing, but rather, it's a world of Yesh Me'ayin. There's no chiddush. There's no creator. There's no creation. So chazaksu akfirus b'mayim shen meshachin meruach shtus machsh shadayin lezoch leruach hakodesh b'shleimus. It's before Kabbalah Satorah. Avol b'Shavuos, however, on Shavuos, shekra kibli Yisrael Satorah, so Shavuos, we ready with Makabal the Torah. The Zoch uliruach hakadosh b'shleimus. So all of Am Yisrael heard the Baruch Shalom himself say, Anoich eliyilecha, and the Baruch Shalom sends down the Torah with Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Torah says, this is the Mahalach, this is the Derech, this is the truth, this is the real story. Creation, Bereshis Balakim Sushmaim Basarats, and the Avos and the Shvatim, and so on. This is the real story. That's Shavuos, and therefore then we were Zochel Ruach Hakodesh B'Shleimus. Al Kain Oz Tzrichim Lahavi Shtei Halecha Michomes Davka. Therefore, on Shavuos we eat Davka. It's the carbon is the Shtei Halecha, which is Michometz Davka. Michometz Davka. So, of course, everybody's asking, if Chometz is so bad, we should never have Chometz, right? If Chometz represents the Eitz Ahara. So the Radbaz says, even Al Derech HaPshat, the Chometz is the Eitz Ahara. It's all the Chumris, and we go to get... So if that's the case, all the Sforim talk about this. So if Chometz is the Eitz Ahara, then we shouldn't be allowed to have Chometz the whole year. We should be Pesachdik. Why do Jews Bechlal have Chometz? And only that, by Shavuos Davka, the mitzvah is to eat Chometz. The Shtei Alechem is Davka from Chometz. Because the Teretz is not to have any imagination. The Teretz is not to be a person that is dry and lifeless and empty. The Teretz is Tikkun HaMadam. Where the human being's creativity, his imagination, his emuna, is rooted in the truth of Teretz Moshe. It's not to destroy the Madam. There shouldn't be any imagination. So that's why you know that Reb Sadov talks a lot about this. Davka, we see that time the Anshei Knesset Gedola, that the Avodah Zarah was destroying, they were being destroyed. So the Anshei Knesset davened that there shouldn't be any Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah, and the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah was taken. But at the same time, we lost Nevuah, because you can't have one without the other. Because the kishuf, the demyonis of Avodah Zarah in Kedusha is Ruach HaNevuah. You can't have a world with Nevuah without Zelum HaZeh and Tumah. You can't have it, because then there'll be no Bechira. Everybody will run to the Torah. And you can't have a world of Avodah Zarah without Nevuah. They have to balance each other out. So when Avodah Zarah was taken, so we lost that type of it, that level of a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where there was a tikkun of the Madama, where a person could become Mamish and Navi. It was lost. Because Jews were getting so destroyed by Avodah Zarah in the demyonis of Avodah Zarah, so they davened to take it away, and it was taken away. But there's a price that was paid. We don't have the imagination that we used to in Kedusha. So on Davka Shavuos, which is the day of Kabbalah Satorah, is Tikkun HaMadama. Like Rav Kook said, Ma'at Sichlus Yikara, Nevuah, Ruach HaKadosh, Sichlus Yikara. Because that's Shavuos, Avir HaKadosh, the Ruach is no longer Ruach that brings the Chametz. The ruach is a ruach of kedusha, ruach hakodesh. Shaydeze mizbara hamadama yoyzer. That's mivara the koach hamadama in kedusha. So the navi has koach hadimin, but it's koach hadimin of kedusha, and he has visions of kedusha. V'alkein tzrichim lahavi chametz davka. Says davka chametz. Dainu sheshalta ber haruach v'ha'avir, ki oz haruach v'ha'avir nimshach mibchinis ruach hakodesh. Shaide ruach v'ha'avir hazeh mizbar hamadama yoseh. That brings about a biru of the koach hamadama, so that now imagination can be used in kedusha for avoda and hislavas and tveikas and so on, to be able to be mitzapel Yeshua. Because if a person lives only with the mitzias that makes sense, he can't. So there's no ruach shtus at all. He can't. He also can't be mitzapel Yeshua. Because the inyan of Yeshua and Mashiach doesn't make sense. The way the world looks doesn't make sense that there should be Mashiach. There should be Yeshua. So the derech of Am Yisrael from Maimon HaSinai includes, of course, this remarkable fusion of Seichel, of Chachma of Seichel, and the Koach HaMadam and the Koach HaDimyon in Kedusha, which is the source of Emunah and Tefillah and our belief that in Chiddush Olam that everything can change and that I could change. I'm not stuck in what I'm doing. I could turn this around. I could daven Hashem Yisbarach and everything can change. It requires a dimyon of kedusha to have such imagination, to be able to go to such a place. So we need to have that, but it needs to be, according to the Torah, it needs to be in kedusha. So on Shavuos we davka have chametz on Shavuos. Because by Shavuos we're able to come to this madrega of emuna and chiddush ha'olam b'shleimus. So therefore the water doesn't frighten us, and the chametz doesn't frighten us in its meeting with the avir, because there's a ruach hakodesh in the avir of kedusha that's released on Shavuos. Shazo ikka tahara. Shazo ikka b'chinis yisim shayim kanal. Therefore we have two rechitzas by the Seder, by Urchatz and later on by Rachza, that we wash our hands twice. Because on Pesach, which is that time before Shavuos, we have to be more and more careful with the mayim of that's metahir, with the purifying waters. Therefore, even though we're not normally during the year, we're not in our matzav now without the Beis Hamikdash, we don't have the zehirus to have an urchatz. But on Leil Pesach we wash also by urchatz, not just for eating, not just for bread, for the matzah. We have urchatz and then rachza, because there has to be a special zehirus when it comes to the tahara of mayim by Pesach. Shemchinus, and therefore you see even with the water that we use for the matzah. It's Mayim Shalona, right? Which itself is a whole, fits into all of this, we're not going to go through right now. Why Davka, the water that was taken by Ben Hashmashis, it was taken and then it should sit overnight, that water, to cool. What does it mean, Mayim Shalona? What is that? We have such an inyan of Mayim Shalona. But there needs to be a Zahirus with Mayim. Shem Bechinis Amunas Chidish Olam Shaydezeh Ikra Taharishu Ikra Bechinis Itzias Hashem Kanam. Which is the Ikka beginning of the Yisrael. Now, Mitzvah after Yontiv, we'll continue with Ois Tezayin. We'll skip to Ois Tezayin, which is the Inyan of Sfiras Oimer. So we'll be able to learn that Sugya and how everything moves along in Sfiras Oimer. Okay, Shkai. We have a minion?